This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Health.
Veterans are heroes, any way you put it. We're forever indebted to those who have served our nation, and they deserve to be celebrated every day, not just on designated holidays like Veterans Day. Something that's been getting more attention, and deservedly so, is the sometimes difficult transition that exists for vets returning home. Often they struggle with unemployment and adjusting back to life as a civilian. Farming and agricultural professions have proven to be a successful path for some vets returning home. We spoke to two veterans whose lives were changed by the Farmers Veteran Coalition, a nonprofit organization that mobilizes veterans to feed America. They work with veterans, their families, employees, and mentors to support those returning to or beginning careers in food and farming. After serving as an operations specialist in the U.S. Navy and Navy Reserve, Kelly Carlisle returned home to East Oakland, California, where she found gardening to have a therapeutic effect. In August of 2010, Kelly founded Acta Non Verba Youth Urban Farm Project, a nonprofit urban farm that focuses on serving at-risk youth from kindergarten to eighth grade and their families. Kelly thinks farming is a natural fit for veterans.
I think we learn a lot of skills that enhance our ability to farm, dedication to a task. I think that we know how to just get the work done. Farming is fascinating and it's exciting to see your crops come up, and it can be lucrative, but more than that, it's a lot of hard work, it's labor intensive, of course. I think many of us veterans have experienced that for long enough that we can bring it to farming.
James Jeffers does not come from a farming family. Rather, he found farming after 9 years in the Army, including two tours in Iraq. James was awarded with a Purple Heart and two Bronze Star medals, including one for valor. James, along with his business partner and battle buddy Steve Smith, are melding aquaponics and spin farming techniques to create an urban farm called Eat the Yard that will feed his local community. James echoes Kelly's sentiments about farming being a great path for vets.
You know, they we're coming back and we just need a challenge and something else to reinvest ourselves into. And I think that's the most important thing, is just finding something you're equally as passionate about. Because, you know, I was a lifer. I intended on staying in the Army forever and was put out on an injury, and I had no idea what I was going to do. And just falling into something that has so much to offer as far as good things for the environment and eating healthy and pushing the local food movement. I mean, there are a lot of factors that appealed to me for sure. So,
James's advice for vets returning home?
Start a home garden. I mean, that's where I started, and I just kept tearing up more and more space in my yard. And it's very therapeutic, besides the fact that it's self-sustaining. I mean, you can offset your grocery bill quite substantially, and you're just eating a lot healthier, which, you know, anybody coming back from a lot of the environments over there, you know, you need to eat healthy and get back on track. So yeah, I would absolutely, my advice would be start a home garden.
Both of their careers were made possible through grants and support from the Farmer Veterans Coalition. We applaud the efforts of the coalition and the veterans who take the initiative and opportunities and turn them into new careers in farming and agriculture that continue to help Americans, this time by feeding them. I'm Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The songs used in this piece are The Old Photographer by Ball of Flame Shoot Fire and Pyongyang Part 2 by Comanche. Thanks for listening.